USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says an entire community is suffering after an horrific act of violence in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The president opening a White House event by talking about the terrible consequences of the deadly Christmas parade tragedy that left five people dead and more than 40 others injured.
The people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks and say they plan on charging him with multiple homicides. Brooks believed to be fleeing the area after a domestic disturbance. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.